This is Tom Fox. For the next series of episodes, Ronnie Feldman and I do things a little bit differently. I pose a question to Ronnie, and he gives us a hot take, and we explore from there. These episodes are a little bit shorter, but they're a lot of fun. I know you'll enjoy them. Before we get started, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, and we'll be back with Creativity in Compliance.
Where does creativity fit into compliance? In more places than you think. Problem solving, accountability, communication, and connection, they all take creativity. Join your hosts, Tom Fox and Ronnie Feldman, on Creativity and Compliance, part of the Compliance Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox, back again with Ronnie Feldman for another episode of Creativity and Compliance. Over this series, we're taking some topics and breaking them down. And today's topic is, although it's unclear to me if it's the Julie Andrews version or the Emily Blunt version, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. So depending on your favorite version, Ronnie, why is this such a interesting topic for you?
I love this phrase because it's sort of one that most people are familiar with, but I think ethics compliance professionals could remember the value of it because, you know, Mary Poppins, you said it well, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. We know intuitively in our everyday lives that when we take the important thing and surround it by something more palatable, that it's helpful, right? I always say, you know, parents know, you know, they want that kids learn more when you make it entertaining, which is why there's, you know, there's, they sing a lot of songs in grade school, and there's mnemonic devices. If you have a pet, you know that you put the peanut butter around the pill, that helps it happen. Like, we all know that this is something that is valuable. In compliance, we somehow still struggle with the idea that we have this very important thing, the quote unquote pill, and we don't allow ourselves to put the fun, creative wrapping around it. We don't put the sugar around it. And it hurts us because we know that the most effective way to get people to digest that information is to make it more entertaining. I want to point out that there's just so many examples in everyday life. I grew up in the Schoolhouse Rock generation, where we learned how a bill becomes a law and how to conjunction, junction, what's your function. It was songs about these things, and it helped us learn. The most successful safety campaign in Australia was done with a campaign called Dumb Ways to Die, and it was these little animated characters singing about all the different dumb things that people do that end up getting them hurt on trains. Airline safety videos over at, Southwest Airlines probably figured it out first that they could all free up their flight attendants to have some personality. And all of a sudden people are now paying attention to something that they've heard time and time again. And, you know, other companies, Virgin Airlines and all the quote unquote mainstream airlines now put effort into those airline safety videos, which is a pretty good metaphor for compliance training. It's super important, sometimes fairly simple concept, often really boring, and people tune it out, so they make it more interesting. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I love John Cleese from Monty Python, and he says the main evolutionary significance of humor is it gets people from the closed mode to the open mode faster than anything else. This all ties into whether you're doing training or whether you're communications, we can start to use the ways we consume information in our everyday lives and apply it to these serious topics, and it will help us be more successful. Movie trailers, music videos, infomercials, talk shows, game shows, podcasts, GIFs and memes. Like, there's so many different ways that when we go home and hang out in our everyday lives, that's how we are consuming information and learning things. I think the more compliance professionals embrace those devices and apply it to these serious subjects, the more successful we will be. What do you think?
I'm going to focus something perhaps a little different, but you brought it up in the terms of the airline safety videos. I usually now always watch them. I fly, try to fly United as much as I can, and I always watch United. And the reason I always watch United is exactly what you said. I find them entertaining. I find them entertaining because they're in unique locales. They use United employees. They put them in funny, humorous, or other situations, except for the part where they say don't smoke. That's never fun. But some, most of the others, even the life preserver. I've seen some really humorous ways they've used that as well. But for a variety of reasons, I find it highly entertaining, and I almost feel like I'm honoring the employee who's talking to me by watching the video. But I want to use that as a broader point about health and safety, particularly safety. So I'm a recovering trial lawyer, tried lots of personal injury cases in my career, and there was a huge shift in safety in the energy industry in the early 90s for a variety of reasons I won't go into, but that put safety about 10 to 15 years ahead of compliance in its messaging. And many of the concepts you're talking about for compliance, Ronnie, I've seen in safety videos, which are can literally be life and death situations. Yet they, if you can do life and death in a humorous way that doesn't offend people, it can be very powerful. So I'm going to encourage the compliance practitioners who might be listening to this, go down and talk to your health and safety people. Go down and talk to your head of training of safety and say, how do you get this message? How do you drive the message of safety, which in every corporation is number one, down to the literally from the boardroom to the shop floor? And you'll find that safety has been doing this for so much longer that they've developed these strategies, they've developed these tactics and techniques that have led to things like the United Airlines safety video. I flew on Delta pre-pandemic, and they had actually a cartoon, not a cartoon, but a stick drawing safety video. And I went, wow, that's really creative. And so I think there's a lot that compliance can learn from that, but it ties into many of the points that that you've been talking about. And the more I say it, if you can talk about saving a life in a way that's, I don't want to say uproariously funny, but funny enough that I get the message, you know, somebody's onto something.
Well, so I love that as an example. A couple points I want to make. So yes to all that. You know, safety sometimes runs into a similar problem in that they have like daily, a lot of, if you're manufacturing or utility to energy, they're doing like daily safety briefings, and they fall in the trap of sometimes of, you know, they're trying to put old wine in new bottles and keep it fresh. And sometimes they struggle with that. So the same lesson is for them. When you're trying to repeat a message more frequently, you have to find interesting ways to do that. So if your group is successful in that, then that's a great resource. I would also encourage you to spend time with your marketing and communications team. This is what they do for a living. So we need to take a marketing and advertising and a mindset into compliance, because that team is trained in those kinds of things. We're essentially taking an advertising approach and applying it to internal training. And any advertiser will tell you that interesting, you know, you have to find something interesting and compelling to get your message across. I also want to just point out that like, humor and funny isn't always the right approach. Like, I purposely call my company Learnings and Entertainments because entertainment is broader than just comedy. I'm a big supporter and fan of using humor. But some of those airline safety videos aren't funny, but they're just well produced, well thought out. They're authentic. They're engaging for a variety of ways. I find that storytelling is a really, they tell a good story. One of my favorite shows is a show called Drunk History, which is on Comedy Central, and they get essentially comedians drunk and they have them try and retell stories of history and then they reenact them. And it's ridiculous. But they do it in such a way that I remember the story and I remember the lessons and I'm learning about history. And then I end up diving in and actually looking into it more. And there's a lesson there, which is that the subject matter can be serious, but the way we deliver it can be an interesting story. It can be, some of the things we talked about. You can wrap it in a talk show. A talk show is usually like a personality interviewing somebody. You can get your people involved with contests and games. Those are all great entertainment techniques. I always say that there's a difference between having a difficult conversation and a conversation about a difficult thing. So we can be talking about a serious, difficult, hard to get at subject. But it doesn't mean that we have to be conservative in the way that we talk about it. So, I mean, remember, people are business people some of the time and they're regular old people all of the time. So even your conservative boss, and then the people in your department who are like, they don't have a sense of humor. Yeah, they do. It's just that, you know, we put these little boxes around ourselves that make it harder to think that we can use these devices. And my point is the more that we use those devices around these serious subjects, the more successful we'll be.
Well, Ronnie, unfortunately, we're near the end of our time for this episode, but really got some good stuff in that one. And pretty good for a little sugar around a tablet of medicine. Not bad. My favorite's Julie Andrews, because
not bad.
That's what I grew up with. So kudos to Emily Blunt for trying, but Julie Andrews is still Mary Poppins to me. You want to say goodbye to everybody, Ronnie?
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Creativity and Compliance. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.